I was looking through our KZ95 music catalog here and looking at all the Sister Hazel songs. We've got like 10, 12 of them in our format. You guys have ended up building a pretty good body of work. Do you remember when you guys met? When did Sister Hazel begin?
Well, you know, back in the first grouping together was me and Ken Block, our lead singer. We put together a little duo back in 91. And then around the end of 93, 94, Ken wanted to start a band. And so we put together the band Sister Hazel. And we've only had two members. Within the first year, we had a different drummer and a different guitar player. And we switched those guys out and got Ryan and Mark. And we've had the same lineup, you know, ever since. So we've been together for quite a long time.
If I play a clip of a couple of your songs, will you be able to maybe talk a little bit about that particular track? Tell us where you were when you recorded it, what it's about, that kind of stuff?
I will certainly give it my best effort.
Okay, we'll play a clip right here.
All right.
And that right there is Happy. I don't know if you could hear it that well. We don't have the greatest connection between the CD player and the phone here. But one of your first big songs.
Yeah, that was off of our first record. And man, that seems like forever ago. But we did that song. You know, Ken was writing predominantly. You know, he was writing most of the songs back then. And I remember he brought that song in, and people were so excited about it. And felt like that it was a song about being happy, and the truth is the song is about people, you know, never really being, you know, whatever we consider to be our success, people weren't always in agreement with that. And so it's about being happy with doing what you're doing. You know, that's the thing you have to keep in mind is it's what makes you happy that it's considered success.
And another one from record that came out just a little bit after that, and seems like there'd be a lot to talk about in these lyrics. This is Change Your Mind from Sister Hazel on KZ95.
That song actually ended up in a movie. It was in a, the movie didn't do great, but it was still in the movie. It was in a movie called Bedazzled. I don't know if you remember that one. Do you remember that movie?
It seems like I remember seeing previews for it. Who was in that?
Brendan Fraser and a super hot model. I can't remember her name. I can see her face, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, it was in a movie, but that song was, that song, people have come to us over the years about that song and said, man, that they were either going through a hard time, or they were trying to get psyched up about losing weight, or they were trying to get through a job change or anything like that, and said that song connected with them because it's, you know, it's basically not about, you know, it, life is kind of how you view it, and it's all about whether or not you can change your way of looking at things. And so that song has really connected with audiences over the years.
Couple songs right there from Sister Hazel, and you guys once again are going to be at the Jackson Hole Center for the Arts. It will be 7:30 this evening, and we won't take too much of your time up, but you guys have been around for a while. You've probably met a lot of different people in the industry. Is there one band that you may have toured with that you just had the greatest time of your life with?
Well, you know, we have been fortunate enough to cross paths with a lot of great artists. But I think probably the one that stands out the most to me is was early on in our career. We got to do a tour that kicked off at Red Rocks, and it was a tour with the Allman Brothers. And so that was you know, back when Dickie was still in the band, and that was really pretty amazing for us to share the stage with those guys. So yeah, we've been fortunate, but that one was a memory maker for sure.